On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU volleyball team had a successful weekend last weekend. Went 3-1 at a tournament in Dickinson State this weekend. They are at the Moorhead Tournament. The Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week is from the BSU volleyball team. Lindsay Wire is with us out of Loyal, Wisconsin. 65 kills at the Dickinson Tournament. It's not a bad performance. Is it just your weekend, or is this something that we can expect out of you all the time?
Well, I hope it's something we can expect, but to be honest, I didn't even know I was even close to 65 kills. I just played, and I had the team behind me, and just everything flowed together. It's a good pass, nice set. And it took someone behind me to tell me where to put the ball. So,
Has your role changed at all with the new coaching staff?
My role has been different every year, and I think that actually goes to my benefit. I've seen every side of the game.
Are you comfortable in your role right now?
Yes, I'm comfortable with my role, and I don't know, just having fun.
You guys go to the Moorhead Tournament this weekend. You'll be facing at least one team that you'll see throughout the regular season. Northern State will be there. But seeing teams that you guys typically don't see, in Dickinson, is that a good thing that you're seeing other teams and how they react to what you guys are doing so that you can react a little better once you get into the conference play?
I think it helped us because we didn't know what to expect, so that makes us as players have to watch them more closely during the match to see what their defense is or what we need to do to change up ours. So that helps us a lot to gain the knowledge during a match where mostly we prepare for a game and we already know what to expect. And I think that really helps you expand your game when you can change that right there and right then. And it's not something you have to practice.
You guys lost the first match in Dickinson, then won 3 straight. What changed from match 1 to match 2, 3, and 4?
Well, it was our first match of the season, and they had already had matches in. So they're off the first match. You always have those little niches and glitches that you need to fix. But, it was a close game, and we should have had it. But it helped us get the last 3, definitely.
Certainly not a short bus ride out to Dickinson. Safe to assume that the upperclassmen got to know the freshmen and sophomores a little better, and you all got to know Coach a little bit better on that long bus ride?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. But I'm one that doesn't have a problem sleeping, so therefore the long bus ride turned into a long nap.
Nothing wrong with that either. Good luck this weekend, and congratulations.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.